Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
The Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Alan Buckley's with me in studio today to chat about Abbey Road.
An absolute classic. And just if your listeners aren't familiar, it's from a band called The Beatles, who were reasonably successful over the years. And it is a monster. I mean, most of my choices have been hugely successful. Mm. Some slightly off the beaten track. But this is a big one. We're now in 1969 and we're coming to the end of the Beatles. Where it gets slightly confusing is that it's actually the last one they recorded, but their second last one released, because they'd had the famous Get Back or Let It Be sessions a couple of months previous to that. So they didn't actually finish that particular album until after they'd recorded this one. But this was the last time they were really in the studio together. It is their 11th studio album. And interestingly, it wasn't immediately received commercially huge success, but a lot of music critics found the sound slightly, well, the word that was used was inauthentic. And part of that reason was the first album that ever featured, in terms of the Beatles, a Moog synthesizer. So almost the birth of synth getting into music here. And it had a very distinctive sound.
Well, we want to hear some of the big hits off the album.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
This is, of course, Something. And, of course, so many of the songs from the Beatles, the famous Lennon and McCartney. But George Harrison pitched in with an awful lot. And this is one of his more beautiful songs, I think. It was actually inspired by his label partner, a man called James Taylor, of course, fabulous singer-songwriter in his own right, who'd had a song of a similar title. And for me, I suppose, if you're going to talk about the Beatles, you have to talk about Lennon McCartney. But the beautiful George Harrison, who often came in with the more lyrical, perhaps sometimes less bombastic, pop hits of Lennon and McCartney, not saying that they didn't have a lyrical beauty, but I love the slow-moving romance.
It really is very slow, isn't it?
It's very slow, it's very patient, but that's a musician who's fully confident in what they're doing. Just take your time.
Where is Something that we just played, how big of a hit was that from the album?
Huge hit. Number one, absolutely, and nearly everywhere. Just to say, I mean, there are people out there in the world who say the Beatles are overrated, and I think it's one of the most disingenuous, deliberately critical things that people say. But just for the record, the Beatles hold the record for the most number ones in both the UK and the US for any band. 18 in the UK, 20 in the US, and very few people can come close.
What about this one?
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see.
You know, so the joke was made that the Beatles occasionally engaged in certain substances, that they even let Ringo sing a couple. There's actually only a couple of songs in the Beatles repertoire that were sung by Ringo Starr. And this fabulous piece of fun, I mean, it's entirely surreal. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. I mean, I think the one thing you'll always say about the Beatles is they wrote great songs, but they had a great sense of fun as well. And they always wanted to explore their lighter side, never took themselves too seriously. Just one thing on the actual album itself, of course, it's called Abbey Road. And everyone will know now that that was because it's recorded in Abbey Road Studios. But wait, it wasn't called that. It was called EMI Studios.
And doesn't that quite have the same ring?
Yeah, and because this album was recorded there, they renamed the studio. So that's kind of hints at how iconic this particular recording is.
Now, I know this is your favourite. Is it your favourite?
Andrea, I'm very glad you asked. because I have a slightly self-indulgent reason for choosing this song on this particular day, because this day, 4 years ago, I married my beautiful wife, Anna, which is also marks the actual...
You're big romantic, Alan.
I know. And we're also 15 years together today same day.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And as the celebrant said, I now pronounce you man and wife. The song... Here comes the song, another George Harrison, which promises optimism in times of darkness, which gives hope, and which is just an all-round banger.
It is a great tune.
I have to say, I have chosen this, and I want to dedicate it very specially to my beautiful wife, Anna, who may or may not be listening in.
Lovely.
Work.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations to you both. But I know, look, it's a song. A huge number of people love it. You do tend to hear it, all right. As you know, quite a few weddings. It's a big choice for a lot of people. Was it the most successful song from the album?
Actually, the most successful was Something. But that was on a double A side with Come Together. So that was the one that sold the most. But this has proved, I suppose, maybe in the fullness of time and with the Beatles, you know, ceasing shortly thereafter, but now continue to be hugely popular. This is one of the all-time favourites from most people, I think. And it's just gorgeous.
The album Abbey Road, how much influence did it have, or did it, on other artists?
Oh, a huge amount. I mean, a few weeks ago we did the Beach Boys, which was Pet Sounds, and of course, rest in peace, Brian Wilson, who we lost recently. But in terms of the Beatles sound, I mean, I can't stress enough how many people were looking at what the Beatles were doing. And although this album had a new sound on it, and initially some critics were skeptical of that, as I said, that synthesizer sound and that, you know, use of organ music, which Frank Zappa had used, which The Doors had used, it started to seep much more into popular music. So in the fullness of time, despite mixed reviews at the time, this stands up as a monument in popular music.
Listener here says Michael Jackson's cover of Come Together, I think, is one of the best out there.
Yeah, that's a very good shout. That's a very good shout. And again, the Beatles are probably the most covered band ever. And that speaks to...
Yeah.
And for those who, you know, they say they're overrated, Lennon and McCartney alone added over 150 distinct melodies to popular music. And if you're looking for, you know, the people who've done more than them, you have to go into the realms of classical music, people like Mozart and that. It's a phenomenal output.
Alan, for our last song today from the Beatles' Abbey Road, released in September 1969, you have chosen Oh Darling.
Oh, yes, darling. This is McCartney, I suppose, going back to his early, you know, doo-wop and pop rock roots. He actually was annoyed with himself because he couldn't quite get the vocals right on it. He said he wanted to sound like he'd been playing in a concert all week and that his vocals were too clean, and he wanted to pay homage to the artist who had inspired him. And, you know, the Beatles were the first people to say that people like Chuck Berry, Little Richard, they're the reason why they became a band. And I suppose maybe one of the reasons why they really captured the mood in America as well. And this may not be the biggest hit, but I think when you look at the history of the Beatles and where they came from and their musical influences, maybe at the end of their career, this is a reaching back and saying thank you for everything that you've inspired us to do.
Alan Buckley, who is the head tour guide at the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Alan, thanks a million, as always, for joining us today.
A pleasure.
To talk about the making of the Beatles' Abbey Road. And of course, happy anniversary as well.
Thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.